Boom, and we're live, as my co-host Omar would say, with another uncut episode here. Mr. Omar, how's your day going?
Hello. It's going okay. It's going okay. Can't complain. Okay. I'm alive, you know.
You're alive. That's a very low standard.
It's always great when you're alive, you know.
It's a very fucking low standard. How you doing? Well, I'm alive, so, you know, checking that one single box off.
All about checking the boxes here, you know, doing the bare minimum one to
box.
Get by.
That's not even boxes, okay, plural. That's
doing, one doing box. The most to just check the box.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Wake up. Am I alive? Okay. Go back to sleep.
Well, there you have it. Omar is alive and I'm doing great. I'm having a good week working, definitely learning how to lead a lot better in my own personal project and at my job, which is cool. As I told Omar, I became good friends with my CEO, the CEO of my company. So hopefully in the future, we can have him on as a guest, do a little bit of an interview. He's a very interesting guy. Obviously, he's experienced with entrepreneurship. He's experienced with starting his own company. I believe he started by purchasing franchisees for a yogurt company. Back in whenever that was, I don't know, early 2000s, maybe early 2010, something like that.
Okay.
And from that, he sort of developed this company to help essentially franchisees figure out where to put their location. So anyways, not to get into the details of it, but he's a pretty interesting guy. Obviously, someone that who is doing the things that we want to someday get to. So Definitely look forward to having him on at some point. Interviewing him, asking questions, learning from him, and also, frankly, him learning from us. I'm not going to lie, you know, just because someone's in that high position doesn't mean you can't learn from other people that have experienced other things. So definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, no, that's honestly a great point. I'm happy you bring that point up, you know. That's like the thing that I've also realized recently, because I think with the leadership episode, we're talking about, like, you're asking me, like, what's it take to be a leader? And like, are you ready to be a leader? You know, like, yeah. And obviously since then, and obviously also a little bit before then, I was like slightly aware of that question and kind of, I guess, asking myself that here and there. But ultimately, once you asked me on the actual episode, I was like, whoa, right? Like, really kind of got my gears turning there. And at the time I said, no, I don't think I am ready to be a leader just yet. You know, I think I need to work on myself a little bit more, develop myself more further before I actually take that leadership role. And then next thing you know, I'm in the process of now becoming a quote unquote leader at a new job, right?
Oh, that's true. Where we have not spoken about that.
We have not.
I don't know if you want to go into any details, but something superficial I think would suffice if you don't.
Yeah, no, I'll keep it very vague, but a few episodes back, we had mentioned that I was looking into getting into a different kind of a position, moving away from being self-employed and being my own boss to going under, you know, a company's wing, as they say, right? Going underneath somebody else's wing, but still having some sort of responsibility as a leader, in this case being a management role. And, you know, thanks to my friend, thanks to the connections, thanks to the networking that I've been able to build for myself, I came across a great opportunity that I obviously can't refuse at this time. And it's something that I really need in order to get myself to the next step in life, to the next place. That's the best place for me, really, is somewhere where I'll be allowed to grow into the person I want to be, right? And yeah, so I'm essentially really close to kind of finalizing that. And it's really exciting. Obviously, I'm really happy, really proud of that. You know, with everything that's come out of this podcast, it's just another great thing that I get to add to my, I guess, quote unquote, like virtual resume. I don't know what you want to call it. But, you know, this podcast has brought a lot of
your flexume.
Oh, the flexume.
I just came up with that. Give me some credit.
I'll give you a little finger clap.
I'll take it.
Hey, it's almost as good as giving yourself a pat on the back, you know?
I'll take it.
It's the little trophies. It's the little trophies. But yeah, point is, you know, ironically, I said I wasn't ready, and then here I am being put into that kind of a position, right? So that's just a funny way that life works for you. And yeah, and I think the same thing that you were saying, right? That point where it's like, just because you're in a place of leadership, just because you're in a place of power within a business, company, or wherever in life, doesn't necessarily make you the wiser. You know, there's people out there that work their ass off and they're vineyard workers, or there's people that work in agriculture and they could know as much as possible about the there is in that field of work and know more than their own boss, you know, the one that's taking care of the paperwork or the numbers, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. This just goes to show you that there's people that know a lot more than you. And I think we need to humble ourselves sometimes, you know, not think we're like, hey man, I'm the shit out here. Like, hey, you see my title? Like, I'm the shit out here. It's like, realize there's people that are out there that could outwork you, you know, in a matter of minutes. While you're sleeping, they're still working.
True. And that's why I really have become, like, in a short amount of time, obviously, I've been in this company for probably about 7-8 months, I want to say. I haven't spoken a lot to him, but sort of like what you said, what you do, people really do pay attention, because I haven't spoken a lot to him directly. He's been in a lot of meetings where I've been and I've talked and he's talked.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't really until like a week or two ago where him and I just sat down, just one-on-one on Zoom, and we just talked. And we talked for like 2 hours. And again, it was like he already knew me, because all those things that I was doing, other people were telling him about it. So I didn't even know that. I mean, I was just talking to other people about like, hey, I think this would be cool. Hey, let me actually go try to go to this conference so I can gain a different perspective for the team, bring it back. Oh, so he had actually heard about all of these different things, which I, again, I wasn't doing it for him to listen. I was just doing them for the sake of doing them. But again, that really enabled the conversation to go into depth pretty quickly, where we could talk about not only the product and what I can do to improve that and my ideas and sort of stuff of that sort, but also I told him, you know, plain and simple, like, hey, I like this job. This is cool. Even if I get to a senior position in this job, like, that's not my goal, right? This is, to me, a means to an end. And that end, that end being not really an end, but, you know, the goal for that purpose until I get a new one is to have my own company, or potentially, like I told him, to take over another company in some sort of leadership position, whether it be a CTO, a COO, a CEO. I'm okay with either of them. I don't have an intrinsic need to build it, you know, full pun intended there, intrinsic.
Whoa.
I don't have an intrinsic need to build my own company. I think it would be cool, but also, you know, I think it would be equally cool for me if there's a company, for example, like the one I work for, and I become the CEO or I become the CTO or something of that sort. Anything of that sort, I'm cool with and I'm comfortable with, because again, it's not the end goal. It's not like in 2 years, 3 years, if I become the CEO of this, like, that's it. Like, obviously I have the rest of my life. And yeah, so anyways, became pretty good friends with him pretty quickly. Spoke about the economy, which, you know, it's pretty shitty right now. Stocks, entrepreneurship, a bunch of other stuff that I'm interested in. Mentality, actually, as well. So all the stuff that Omar and I talked about here, I talked to him about it, you know, and it's cool because, like, it's a weird thing when you get compliments, right? And I never really care for compliments that are like, oh, you look really well, or you work a lot, something of that sort. I just say like, all right, cool, thank you. But what he was saying essentially wasn't so much a compliment, but through talking, what he was saying is, you've realized something that very, very few people in general have realized or failed to realize, and even less people at your age. And that's that, like, growth comes from discomfort. Growth comes from those moments that suck, those moments that you don't want to do, the things that people don't want to do. Typically, that's where the growth comes from. And what he was saying is you've realized that pretty young. And I was like, internally, I was blushing. I was like, oh, Jesus, like, this guy's trying to, you know, what's he trying to do here?
It's like, hey, you got to wine and dine me first. Come on.
Exactly. Because that's the stuff that I really care about. I really don't care if someone says like, wow, dude, like you're making a good amount of money, or wow, dude, like you're doing this, like, cool. But like, to me, that's the stuff that really matters. Because again, it wasn't a direct compliment. He was just saying like, hey, what you're doing isn't very common. And that's right. All I'm interested in. You know, David Goggins said it famously, you want to be uncommon amongst uncommon people. So,
yep, I was about to say that right now, but you beat me too. Yep.
Beat you.
Yeah. God, you always beat me. You're just always better than me, Juan. What the hell, man?
Nah.
Ah, okay.
See, I don't like that either.
I was waiting.
I don't like that either. That's just like.
I was waiting. I was like, is he just going to let it go? Just like, yeah, I know.
I was going to let it go because I'm just like, I'd rather just ignore it. But,
yeah,
you know, it's just like. It bothers me. It's like the same thing. Other people have said that, like, oh my God, like, I wish I was more like you. Like, ew. Like, I don't know. Why? That's my only reaction. Like, I'm not interested in anyone trying to be me. I'm not interested in anyone trying to, I don't know. Like, I'm not, if something that I say helps you, awesome. If something that I do helps you, awesome. That I'm interested in. Again, it won't necessarily help me. It'll help you, and that's cool. But I'm not looking for anyone to follow directly in my steps, because you're not me and I'm not you. And I'm also not interested, unlike I previously was. But now I'm not interested in being better than anyone else. Right? But when I was in high school, you know, I was trying to be better than everyone. When I was in college, I was trying to be better than everyone. But I don't know. Again, at some point, probably after college, I just realized, like, if I'm better than myself and than I was yesterday or the month before or 2 minutes ago, like, that's where I'm really hitting a good stride. So yeah, that's all I'm interested in.
Yeah. No, I do remember that, in high school, people like saying that to you. It was also kind of funny, 'cause like a group of friends, not to like speak negative
shit on
about
them
or
shit,
or
on,
shit
them.
On them directly. But like, there was a few of our friends that tried to push themselves and excelled at that as well. But I would say that the majority of them probably tried to push themselves in sports, you know, or like say in PE, right? They weren't as, I guess, academically inclined as you, or I mean, not even myself, because I wasn't, because I didn't really see my true full potential at the time. But the interest was definitely there, right? And let's just put it that way. Their interest wasn't necessarily in the academics. It was more so on the free time. It was more so on the sports or whatever other thing was going on in school at the time, right? And so I would see a lot of people like, damn, Juan, like, what the fuck? Like, damn, like, you got another, like, A on this or that? And you're just like, yeah. And I mean, that shit, it would just, like, it would kill me, like, of laughter, because you're just straight face, like, yeah. And then people would kind of like, you know, like kissing up to you in a certain way, right? Like, oh, how do you do it, man? And this and that. And you're just like, I mean, I can show you if you want. And then obviously it's like everybody just kind of scatters, right? But yeah, I mean, that's just kind of how it is. Because if you think about it, when people say those kinds of things, right? Like, let's look at it, right? Like when somebody says, oh man, I wish I was like you, or oh, that's so awesome, right? The reason why perhaps you or myself don't really take those compliments so seriously, or don't really listen to them and they bounce right off, is because they're only seeing the very surface level of whatever it is that we've accomplished, right? When you're looking at an athlete, like say for me, I'm not really all that into sports, right? But like I'll tune into the Warriors, like hell yeah, I'll watch Steph Curry, like fucking motherfucker's a savage, right? But I'm only watching him at the finals. I didn't see the whole season, you know? I didn't watch him practicing every day before the games. I didn't watch him staying up at night, like sweating his ass off, you know, back and forth, trying to make those threes, right? Like, I didn't see that, right? So for me to like say like to Steph Curry or any other person out there, like, oh man, like you did great. Yeah, cool, thanks. But it's like, you're only seeing the surface level. You're only seeing what we're allowing you to see, right? That's kind of what it comes down to. It's what people allow you to see.
Also, it's a lack of surprise. You know, that's something that like people are surprised. Like, again, let's say in 2 years I become CEO. For sure, people would be like, holy shit, like, dude, that's amazing. And like you said, part of it is like, you know what work went into it.
Mm-hmm.
And along the same lines of it, to me, it's like, why would I be surprised? Like, I was literally working towards this. I would be surprised if I buy a lottery ticket and I win. Because you know what? Like, those probabilities, you have no control over that. That would be a surprise. I do not plan for that, right?
Mm.
But if I become a CEO, if I become this thing or that thing, and again, I've spoken about it in almost every episode, you very clearly understand that that is my goal. That is something I want to work towards. In what world would I be surprised if I feel like mentally my whole life is leading to it? And then I arrive there, you think I'm going to be like, holy shit, how did I get here? I've been spending like the last 5, 10, 15 years, however long you want to call it, coming to this point. Why would I be surprised? Why would I be surprised by the success? Why would I be surprised by the work that it takes? Right? A lot of people are surprised sometimes when I talk about like working out every day. They're surprised by the work. I'm not surprised anymore. I was at the beginning, right? If you remember the first couple of like days and weeks, that sucked. I was surprised. That caught me off guard. Now, not so much, right? Because I've done it before, because you become accustomed to it, whatever you want to call it. If you work towards something and then you arrive at it, right? It's not like if I go to In-N-Out and I get there, like, oh, how did I get here? Oh, I kind of drove here.
Right. Well, yeah, I think it's also like easier for people that perhaps don't know you or your circumstances or your, you know, current living situation, whatever you want to call it. It's easier for those kind of people to give that surface level judgment where it's like, if somebody really truly knows you, right? Like say you know me or I know you, we wouldn't be surprised when we tell each other and, you know, obviously people wouldn't know, but like we'll call each other when something's, you know, coming our way, like, hey dude, guess what just happened to me, right? And it's because we do know each other, because we know how much it means to each other. And we know that we truly care. So for us to give each other a call, like, hey, dude, something just like went my way today. It's like, we want to hear that because that's what we're working towards. And when something goes good for you, to me, that's like, okay, hell yeah. That if he's on the right path, I mean, it's only a matter of time before that also comes up my way, right? Because we're trying to kind of push ourselves further and further, right? And vice versa, right? If something goes out my way, it's like, fuck yeah. Like that reinforces the thought that what we're doing is the right thing, not just for ourselves, you know, not just for me or just for you, but for the both of us, right? And then also in this case, for the people that are listening to us on the podcast, right?
Yep.
Because these kinds of things align, right? If somebody tunes in and they're in a bad place, but they listen to the first few episodes of the podcast, and maybe they didn't, you know, continue, but they just listen to the first few, they had something there. There was something that they connected with, right? And then if they come back to it, you know, say a year later and we're here where we are now, like, oh shit, what the hell? Like, what happened to these guys, right? And now they have to go back, right? But if you really truly do listen to our episodes, like you'll see some sort of growth. You'll see some sort of kind of like connection there, or at least I hope, right? But that's what it is though. It's no surprise. When you look in the mirror and you see that you've lost weight or you see that your appearance is different than it was a year ago, it should be no surprise to you because you've been working for it, right?
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, man, I'm proud of us. I mean, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of myself. We're making a lot of good progress. You know, I am very vague with what I got going on right now. And who knows? I mean, I might not even ever really go into full detail because here's the thing. It's the first thing of many things that are going to come my way. And that's not me speaking out of my ass, right? Or just kind of like, hey guys, look how great I'm going to be or whatever. It's just like, I truly have that vision for myself, you know? So it's like for me to start celebrating now, it's like, this is only the beginning. This is where I really start like working hard towards my future, right? So like, yeah. If you want to like celebrate me or give me my roses, like just give me a few years, you know, then we can maybe talk about celebrating, you know, but I want to accomplish these grand goals that I have for myself. And I want to see you accomplish your grand goals that you have for yourself as well. So that when it's like, we get to the point of we're celebrating, it's like, oh, we're fucking celebrating. Like we're going all out. Like we really have something to like, say like, dude, we actually did this shit, you know, not just like, oh man, this is so awesome. Can't wait till like next year when I do this, it's like, well, let's just wait until next year then, you know, let's just wait until you get to that next big thing. Right. Because it's like with any goal, there's the multiple steps until you get there. And it's like almost like if there's 10 steps to get to that one final chapter or whatever, right? When you're closing that chapter and moving on to the next one, you're like at page number 10, you know, you're at step number one, you're at step number two. It's like, wait till you finish the chapter. Wait till you finish that life lesson. Right.
Yeah. I'm a little bit different. I see what you mean, but I do like to celebrate the small things personally.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because again, I just realized that the small things lead to the big things. So right. I agree. Once you get to the big thing, oddly enough, I celebrate the small things. So once I get to the big thing, it's kind of like, you know, let's celebrate. Mm. But I kind of been celebrated along the way. But I think something that people can falter at is getting that big promotion. Then you go and you party and you have fun and your performance dips for the beginning of it. And then you have to pick it back up after because you realize
you have to pick up your pace.
I got too comfortable with that. To me, I try to sprinkle it everywhere, you know, celebrate wherever I can about whatever I want to, or just not even celebrate. Just go out to eat, go out to get something, enjoy it. Again, I'm not trying to, I said it in like a story a couple of days ago, like I don't believe in a work-life balance, but I definitely believe in enjoying yourself and enjoying the fruits of your labor. Right? Because why else are you going to be doing it? If you're doing it for someone else, okay, that's fair. Then whoever you're doing it for, they'll enjoy the fruits of your labor. But someone has to enjoy the fruits of your labor. They have to take all this work and something has to be done with it.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit different in that sense. I like to celebrate along the way, but I can see how you would want to put off celebrating and then celebrate in the end as well.
Yeah, fair enough. That's awesome. I mean, again, another great thing about our friendship, this podcast, is like we don't have to see eye to eye. You know, what's works for you works for you. What works for me, right? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I could also see it both ways, but at least for me right now, and I guess if you've listened to past episodes about where I'm at in life and stuff, it would probably make more sense to people that are listening, right? Like, oh, okay, I kind of get where he's coming from. No need to really like give a super deep explanation as to why, but we're very similar and we're very different at the same time, you know. But
excellent.
I love Agreed. That. And yeah, you know, it's just the overall good vibes. It's definitely reassuring when you've been working hard, you know, really hard towards something, and something finally kind of gives way, and it's like you realize, like, yeah, it's not all just hard work. Like, there is going to be some improvements in my life that comes out of it. There is going to be a lot of good that comes out of all the sacrifice, right? Because as with anything, as we said in the past, it's like when you initially have to start trying to change your life, start trying to work towards something, it's like that initial sacrifice, I think, is the hardest step, because you're going from like a stagnant position to like now trying to move, right? Think of it about it like somebody like losing weight. If you're like at 300 pounds and your goal is to get down to like 150, like you're going to have to work with all that 300 pounds, right? As compared to already being at like 175 and just having to continue to work with that weight to get down to 150, right? It's always harder in the beginning, but once you kind of start gaining traction, you start gaining that momentum, it's like, then you're just, it's only a matter of time, right? I mean, of course, there's still going to be more sacrifices, more work. It gets more difficult. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, shit. Omar's getting intense.
At that point, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time.
Nice. Slight detour here. Something as of a shout out and something that I recommend to people who work for a company. Omar is not working for a company right now, but in working for a company and looking for a new job, especially because along these days, a lot of people are looking for new jobs, really focus on the culture, people. That's something that I've realized with this company that I'm with. Other companies may have paid me more. Other companies may have been, I don't know, more interesting projects. I don't know, some other aspect that would have been better. But I'm telling you, the culture of your company is one of the most important things and one of the hardest things to cultivate. Because, for example, my company, we have like unlimited PTO, which is cool. But lately, and I didn't even notice this, but lately, our scrum master and the COO, essentially what they were saying was like, hey, we've noticed the tech teams are really worn down. You guys seem to be running on fumes. And in that moment, you know how I told you, like, being tired is a mentality, right? I've not noticed it at all. But in that moment, it was fucking hilarious because they told me, and I was like, as soon as they said, like, it seems like you guys are running fumes, I'm like, I'm so tired. They're right. Like, I'm super tired because they told me, and then you become aware of it, and you're like, yeah, I actually am tired, right? And then again, I went on this whole path of like, all right, well, I think tired is a mentality, all these other things, but exhaustion is a slightly different thing. So anyways, I just mentioned it because in response to that, essentially they said like, hey, you guys have Juneteenth off, which is the next Monday. So the day that, you know, slaves were freed. But also, do you guys want the next Friday? Or do you guys not want the next Tuesday? So they're giving us like another day off just because they know that we're like exhausted. And we've been going through now 6 months, six and a half or five and a half, just working on stuff and working on stuff. And yeah, sure, people have taken vacations. People have taken a couple of days off here and there. But for the most part, the whole team has really just been grinding for fucking 6 months, five and a half months. And I thought it was just amazing. I honestly thanked them. I was like, wow, that's extremely rare that you would have a company and the leaders, first of all, be paying attention and notice, hey, they're tired, and not just leave it there. Like, hey, they're tired. Well, you know, that's life. Like, all right, moving on. Saying and realizing they're tired and being like, what can we do about it? And they asked us, like, what can we do about it? We said, like, all right, you know, these company meetings we had over here were pretty fun. We just played games. That was cool. Other people were floating different ideas. I floated the idea, and it's going to happen, of like a company in-person meeting in Florida, which would be dope. I think it would be cool. So that's going to happen. But then they came back with like, hey, take a day off, right? Take a day off. We don't think it'll really negatively impact all that you guys are doing. And they're right. You know, like in the course of 6 months, one day that they specifically say, do not come to work, work on yourself, your mental health, whatever else, it's not going to make that big of a difference, right? So that's just, again, for all of you that are looking for jobs or have a job, really look at the culture. I know with inflation, with the state of the economy, we're looking for the money, we're looking for the benefits, stability, and you know, that's a good idea. But also definitely look at the culture, because making $200,000 to $300,000 a year is cool. But if you're being worked like into extinction, like it's not worth it.
It's not that cool.
Not that cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Juan's company.
Shout out.
I hear a lot of great things about them. So
they're cool.
That's a really good shout out. And I don't know, while you were saying that, this kind of just came up to me. When did I hear about this? I'm not sure. Maybe this was like about a week ago or something, but I had heard that like Elon Musk was like requiring his employees to return back to work in the office, right?
It was actually just the executive leads.
Just executive leads. Okay.
I don't know what the policy is for the rest of the company, but just for the executive leads, which to me made sense because the production line workers had to do the same thing. So that was what he was saying, like, yo, workers are there. You guys need to come back. So I think some people may have taken it out of context, and I don't understand the full story of how it works with data scientists, machine learning engineers, so on and so forth. But just to give the full picture, it was just the executive leads.
Right. I didn't look into it like too deeply, right? I just kind of saw it on my news feed, and I was like, okay, cool. Like, to me, that makes sense, right? Because of the whole pandemic and COVID, right? There was a lot of like people isolating at their homes and working from home and stuff, which in that current situation at that time, it applied and it made sense. But it's like now, since then, of course, not like COVID disappeared, but we got to get the ball rolling, right? Elon Musk has his like hands in just about everything possible. And he's got a lot of things that he wants to do and accomplish. And in order to succeed, he needs his employees there at the company, right? And so would you consider that like, say, the opposite side of that, of like the work culture? Would you say that's kind of like reinforcing that, or is that almost like against that? Because it's like you're forcing your employees to come back to work, although it's like, well, they're still employees. They still have a job. It's like you're not necessarily forcing them to anything. You're just kind of telling them, like, okay, it's time to come back to work, at the actual workplace, not work from home, right? Yeah. Because I think for people that were working from home for a long time, I mean, I never really experienced this, but I felt like it might have created like a lower standard of work, in the sense that like if you were used to waking up at, you know, 6 o'clock sharp and you have to like get into your suit and go to your workplace, right? Like you had this set routine, right? Where those people were now allowed to be at home, right? It's like they don't have to wake up so early anymore because they don't necessarily have to get ready, right? They could just wear like a button up and be on camera like we are right now, right? Where it's like, to me, that makes sense as to why perhaps they might have lacked some sort of, work reinforcement there. But I don't know. What's your thought on that? You think that's something good? That's something bad?
I vehemently disagree with you. I do not agree with that and I can see why, because you have still like a job where you have to go outside and right. That doesn't change. But I very strongly disagree with that. I think that you are capable of doing your job in the comfort of your home. And I don't think that compromises your drive and your professionalism. Mm-hmm. Now, again, this doesn't apply to everyone. There's just lazy people out there that will do that exact same thing. They'll wake up 5 minutes before job starts, put on a shirt, and hop on meetings. Sure. I've had a remote job for a really long time now, and I've been working out at 6 a.m. for like 240 days, right? So there's levels to this shit that you have to consider there. But overall, I don't think that working from home is something that has a lower degree of professionalism, because that just depends on you. And yeah. I think it's a lot better, not just with like not commuting. You don't have to worry about that. Like you said, the thing that you said, like you just wake up beforehand because you have time. At least I find you wake up even earlier because you can do things before that, because you don't have to think about, I need to get dressed and I need to commute and I need to leave early. And oftentimes you leave early, right? So then there's traffic and that's good. Or if there's no traffic, mm-hmm. you get there early. And then there you're just at work earlier. So I disagree with that. But I do think that it depends, again, on the company. I don't know the full extent of Tesla and what's going on with them.
Right, right.
I think that the executives should 100% be there. I think the executives, the sales teams, they should be there because they have a very corporate technical job that they should be there, right? There's no reason why you shouldn't be there. For someone like me on data science, on machine learning, on the tech side, there's no reason for us to be there, because everything mm-hmm. we do is still on this computer thing, right? There's no reason that we need to go into the office for anything of that sort. But for mm-hmm. tech leads and that sort of stuff, you really do need to have in-person conversations with your clients, with your internal team, so on and so forth. So it depends on the company. I don't know how it is. I know that from some of my friends that they've told me, it's really intense working at Tesla, which some people might want, some people might not want. So again, it just depends mm-hmm. on the person and the company.
Well, folks, you've heard it here first. Our very own Juan Martinez is telling Elon Musk, you're wrong.
I endorse working from home. And Elon Musk can suck on
Clip it. Clip it. Let's Clip make it. This go viral.
Clip it if you want. That's fine. I stand by it. I'm sure Elon Musk would have reservations about it, but hey, he's more than welcome to come on and I can roast him.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, Elon Musk, if you want to defend yourself, we'll allow you to come onto our platform or defend yourself. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not honestly.
Jokes aside, I think it's a.
I don't want to say that as a joke, because like, I'm not impressed by it, but I'm not, if he literally reaches out and like, yo, I'll come on. I'm not going to be like, holy shit, dude, it's Elon Musk. Like, all right, cool. Yeah. I'm going to talk to Elon Musk. All right. Nice. I'm just not impressed that much, that easily impressed by people. I'll just say that. Go ahead.
Okay.
Keep that in That's mind fair. As you speak, Omar.
Okay.
Just fucking around. Go for it.
It's like now for the rest of the episodes and all the future episodes, I just have that going to my mind as I'm talking.
Yeah.
Huh. Juan doesn't care. Okay.
No, I said I'm not easily impressed. I definitely care though.
So I've interpreted it as you just don't care.
All right, cool. Nice. Twisting my words.
Yeah. No, like I was saying, like just like jokes aside, it's like, it's kind of weird how like if you live in California, or I mean, even technically outside of California, but like I know of people that work at Tesla and for other people that perhaps don't live in California, it's like they hear about Tesla, they hear about everything that's going on, but it's like, I'll actually hear about people that work at Tesla, which is kind of, I don't know, seems kind of crazy to me. Of course, it's like, well, yeah, you know, you live pretty close to the factory or whatever, but I don't know, still seems pretty cool to me because it's such an, it's such a big company right now in our time, right? Like to be hearing about it and actually hear people that work for the company, seems pretty cool to me. But yeah, we'll see. Maybe we become Elon Musk's future competitor.
Who knows?
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But yeah, anyways, moving on to other things. Yeah, well, I mean, I was saying like I was really proud of us, right? And I guess I had to kind of flip the table, right, onto other people, right? We haven't really, I guess, reached out to like the people that listen to us. We also haven't really heard from much from people that listen to us, with the exception of like perhaps our family members or friends, right? The people that are already close to us. And we definitely would like to hear more from the people that are listening in terms of feedback or just opinions. But you know, for those of you that are, continue to listen to these episodes and continue to develop themselves, continue to get after it, right? We also want to say, you know, we're proud of you guys too. Because as you've joined us on this journey, you've probably realized there's things that you could change within yourselves. And maybe you have made those, improvements. And, you know, I think that also deserves some sort of recognition. Of course, we don't know your names, right? We don't get to like point at you and like bring up your face on our show, but, just know that we think about you guys too, if you're out there, right? And you should also think about yourselves, give yourself some recognition if and when you can, right? Of course, as I was telling you before this recording, like I was telling you, like when you're getting through it, when you're in the moment, it's like all hell breaks loose. Like you just forget about it even coming to an end. Like you're just with the goal and the vision of just getting that task done, right? And only then can you actually rest, right? Only then can you actually reflect like, oh, wow, I actually did that, right? And so I get it. Sometimes it's difficult to give yourself that recognition, that sense of accomplishment. You know, Juan said this and he's totally right. Like it's important, you know, in between moments, in between the, getting to the final goal or the final chapter, as you said, it is important to kind of give yourself that recognition of your accomplishment, of your growth, of your dedication, you know, in order to also sustain that, like, that mentality that, yeah, well, this is where I'm at, but I'm also going up here, right? This is only the beginning. This is only a part of it, right? And not lose yourself in the whole, I guess, vision of things. So, you know, for those that are listening, thank you. And we're proud of you guys as well.
Shout out. I'm proud. Not impressed,
little shout
proud.
Out. Little shout out. Yeah. God damn.
I'm sorry.
God damn.
I'm not impressed by my own self. What can I say? I have more stuff to do. You have more stuff to do. And I'm
that's
proud of the people that are listening. I'm tired of I'm tired of you too. I'm proud of people that are listening and that for sure have grown. I don't know. I think you can always just be better. That's all it is about. And
we're still not impressed.
I'm not. You may be. That's fine. you're not. You don't. I mean, like you said, we're different people. You're welcome to be very impressed by people that we don't know about. I'm gonna reserve my impressions, but yeah,
I think it's hilarious. I mean, I will say it's a lot easier for me to give other people recognition or congratulations than myself. That's just how I am.
Yep.
But if Juan's not impressed, I am. Just know that it's okay.
There you go. One half of the podcast. You're welcome.
One half of this podcast supports you.
Yeah, I know. I
see, one half of this podcast always switch
my you always switch my words, bro. I support you, but he's not wrong. I'm not impressed. You know, I support and I'm proud. Being impressed is a whole nother thing. You really have to do something different. I'll give you an example of what you have to do, and this is why you shouldn't hold your breath on me being impressed. One of the few things that impressed me, it hasn't gone through, but lately Elon Musk wanting to buy Twitter, that impressed me, because that is a lot of money. I mean, not just the money, but you're literally, I mean, again, this is a publicly traded company. I own Twitter stock and I own part of the company. And he says, I want to buy all of it, make it private. Again, what he's going to do with it once it's private, if the deal goes through, I should put that with a, you know, asterisk if it goes through. That is the level of thing that you have to achieve. And I will be very, very impressed, because I just saw some statistic that was like, instead of Twitter, like if Elon Musk didn't want to buy Twitter, he could buy every major sport franchise from like football, basketball, soccer.
Soccer,
like, yeah. Barcelona, the Lakers, the Warriors, like the New York Knicks.
These are
ginormous $1 billion like teams and brands and everything of that sort. So
yeah, we're not talking about your Backstreet Football. We're talking about massive league teams.
That was impressive. I will say that. So good luck.
So in order to be impressed by Juan, you need to be on that level. God damn, he must be so disappointed in me then.
Hey, I'm disappointed in myself sometimes too. It's just the way it is.
That's just life.
I'm not going to say no. That's just who I am. You know what I mean? I'm not going to dull it down and say like, oh, you know, I'm really impressed. I'm impressed sometimes about myself, but sometimes I'm just like, you know what? You need to be doing more.
Hey, cue the Frank Sinatra song. That's life. Press play right now. That's life.
I feel like not a lot of people would know that, Omar. You have a very old soul, especially related to music. I don't really know that song either. And I know Frank Sinatra.
I think I played it for you like not that long ago.
Okay, I forgot then.
Damn. Great song. It's a great song.
You played for it once. You got to give us some like new school stuff. You got to realize our target audience is like high schoolers and college kids and people our age after post-college. 30 year, pretty much, I think like everywhere from like, I want to say 16, 15 to 40, 45.
Well, I mean, we're talking
shout
about
out, shout us out if you're like 50 or if you're younger than 16 and see if you're actually listening.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like one of like the newer songs that I actually do like is that new song by Harry Styles, As It Was. I mean, I'm not really a fan of Harry Styles, but that song is just a banger. I mean, there's no other way around it. That song is a good song. It kind of gives a good vibe. To me, it kind of, I don't know, it's kind of like nostalgic. It's like, it's not like I listened to a song back in the day because it didn't exist. But when I listen to it, it reminds me of like, say, like working at the cafe when you and I were working together, like that kind of era, right? Where it's like, you'd work, and as soon as you get off, it was almost like just like, oh, what am I going to do today? Like playtime. It's like, oh, it's still sunny outside. You know, like that kind of, I don't know, that youthful nostalgia.
Ooh, did I freeze? Oh, I froze for a second. I'm back. Mm. See, that's what I'm saying. Even the new songs that you're like are like about old nostalgic things, though.
Well, that's just my impression, you know? Like that's just what I guess the connotation I give to these songs. It's just the vibe I get from it, right? But if you were to listen to the same song, you could be like thinking about something else, you know? That's just my impression that I get from it. But that's like,
fair enough.
I mean, everybody knows that song. It's like so, it's trending on like every platform, TikTok, Instagram, whatever.
Yeah.
Like you see it on like almost every clip or video that people make. But yeah, in terms of like newer songs, hey, there you go. Harry Styles. It's like me trying to be like, hey, I'm hip, I'm young, I'm with the times, right?
You really do sound like a 50-year-old saying like, no, I like these things, you know? dope, yeet. Those are things you guys say, right? Just looking around.
Yeah. This is what you would refer to as lit, right?
Yeah,
we would say that, right? We would say that, right? Yes, I say that. It's lit. It's lit. Yeah.
I would agree with that.
It's funny because I was talking to my niece the other day, and she was like laughing, and she's like telling me, she's like, yeah, God, you're such an uncle now. And I'm just like, oh no. Like, it hit me, you know, because we're fairly close in age, and it's like, I don't know if I've mentioned it on here or not, but she seems more like a younger sibling to me than she actually seems like a niece. Right.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we're close and all that, but like when she told me that, like, it just hit me like I just hit a brick wall, you know. I was just like, oh no, like I'm an uncle now. You know, like it's natural, right? We all kind of have to grow up at some point, right? But when it hits you, you're just like, oh damn, I'm really that guy that I used to shit on back in the day. Like I used to make fun of those people trying to act young or trying to fit in with the young crowd, right? And I'm like, here I am kind of becoming them. Like, oh God, well, what's become of me, you know? But That's kind of interesting, though, right? It's the constant. I'm not an uncle. I think it's a blessing.
I think it is too. I don't want to do that right now. I still want to leave that for a little bit further. Not that I'm going to change whatever my sisters want to do, but yeah.
Right. I mean, technically, it's not up to you, right?
No, but it's up to me, Omar. They need to take me into account. No, I'm just kidding.
Juan's like, I'm not impressed. Whenever your sister comes to you, like, hey, we're having a kid, I'm not impressed.
See, actually, that would actually be a thing that I would be impressed about.
Because
it's a huge endeavor, honestly. Like,
we were talking about it on the last episode.
The parents, we don't dive into it, but that's just a huge endeavor. I'm impressed by that. I'm impressed by consistent work. And I've said that before. If you, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be working out. If you love painting and you've been painting every day for some certain amount of time, or making music and beats or whatever it is, as long as you, if you come up to me and you're like, yo, I've been doing this for 2 years, I will shake your hand very firmly and I will say, I am proud of you and I am very impressed. Because anything that is not consistent, I just don't seem to be impressed about anymore. That's why I say it about being a parent. You're a parent for the rest of your life. Good luck.
Right.
Be good. You're a parent for the rest of your life. Right. Starting a company, the whole Elon Musk thing. He's going to be doing that. If he purchases Twitter, he's going to have it until he sells it. That's a commitment. I'm impressed by commitment. I'm impressed by consistency above all, because again, it's just a self-reflection of myself, because I know how hard it is to do it every day. And be tired 5 days and make it, you know, be dead the sixth day and still going the seventh day. And guess what? You start all over again the next week. Day number one, start over and start over and start over. So I'm impressed by consistency.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, we all got to grow up someday, you know, our families grow bigger and deeper, and I think it's a blessing. I can't say I'd have the energy to keep up with more, nieces and nephews right now, but I have the one and I'm okay with that. I'm happy with that. But
there you go.
If more of them come down the line, I'm all open to it. I aspire to be the best version of myself I can be, and therefore also being the best uncle, the best role model for all the future generations, both within my family and, you know, out there in the world. So, you know.
True. Shout out to all the uncles out there.
Come along on the journey, everybody.
A los tíos. And let's switch it up a little bit. Let's talk about...
What you got?
I don't know. I mean, I'll give you guys a little update on the whole moving situation. Still looking into that. I should be moving out early December. So end of this year, essentially. Still, now the top three, I think I narrowed it down, is still Miami, San Diego, and Vegas. San Diego, again, I still want to go. It's just literally, at least like for I mean, obviously I'm a data scientist, so I'm very mathematical. I would be losing about $5,000 just based off California state tax if I move here, right? Which right now I live in Arizona, so I don't have California state tax. So Miami and Vegas are looking good. Fortunately, the housing market and therefore also the renting market is very, very high right now. All the prices are super high. Literally, I looked up a video about purchasing a place in downtown Miami or somewhere close to it last year. Literally, it was 1 year. It was on YouTube. I saw it. $1,200, $1,400 for an amazing apartment in a skyscraper. Great, right? I look at it now, it's $4,000 for like a studio, right? So...
Goddamn.
Again, I still want to move. I'm for sure going to move somewhere. I'm not coming back here with my fam because it's just too many people, too many personalities. So I'm sure moving somewhere. I just really have to figure that out. And who knows, maybe I pick up a side gig. Maybe I develop some other source of income. We'll see.
Well, that's exciting. Well, for those of you that are listening on YouTube, down in the comment section, go ahead and comment what you think should be a good place for Juan to move away to, Miami, San Diego, or Las Vegas.
Yeah, and no wrong answers. Well, just kidding.
He will
definitely
literally
not.
No, he will literally not. Go ahead. He's literally not going to move until you guys finish voting. So if we post this video and we don't get at least like 100 votes, Juan's going to stay in the exact same place he's in right now. If he has to become homeless, he will until we get those votes. And that's on you guys. So we're going to wait on you.
I can neither confirm nor deny that. Actually, I can deny that. But anyways, yeah, do let me know. I maybe there's another place I'm not thinking of. Again, Denver is something that I've thought about, and I've only actually said, but I haven't actually looked at apartments. I'll be fully honest. The only ones I've looked at are Vegas, Miami, San Diego, and New York. But again, New especially York. Right now with inflation, us going into a recession, potentially, I sound like such an adult, like talking about recession and economy and tax rates and everything.
Yeah, dude, that's gross.
Especially with that coming, I don't know. As much as I like California, I don't know if I want to be here. Right? I grew up here. I love it. It's cool. It's just a very hostile environment if you're trying to create your own company, if you're trying to invest. All of that is really much, 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 much harder in California than somewhere like Nevada or Texas or Florida. So
yeah,
that's why I'm thinking about that.
Well, I guess we'll see. I was thinking of in terms of like what games could you go to, you know, like say if you're going to San Diego, you could go catch a Padres game and they play the Giants all the time. So that's, you know, that kind of stuff irks on your benefit.
I guess that
Las Vegas. I mean, I guess plus. You could go to the new Raiders stadium, check that out whenever the Niners go, but that never seems like a good idea to go to whenever the Raiders and the Niners play against each other. That's just always dangerous. Mm-hmm. So that's probably not as appealing. Miami. Well, they have the Marlins, right?
They have the Marlins. They have the Miami Heat.
Yeah, they got. Yeah, baseball seems more. Also, like for college football, they have the Gators, Florida State.
They do.
Right?
I'm not a big college football guy, though. I honestly don't know their names.
But they also have what's their actual football team from the NFL?
The Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe, that face?
Maybe not the best way to look at these movie locations. Yeah,
I was gonna say, I was just gonna let you go and roll. I wasn't gonna be a hater or anything. Like, why is he thinking about sports? Nah. Like, do I like sports? Yeah. Sure, but I'm not really thinking like, they have a good team. I'm gonna go see them. Like, nah, not really.
Yeah. Well, I'm just looking in like. Once you move to a place, it's like, well, you're there. What are you going to do while you're there, right? What kind of things can you do? What pastimes are there around you? I mean, obviously, Miami seems like the greatest time to, like, go have a good time in terms of, like, nightlife, right? I could probably say the same for San Diego, right? I've been downtown there
Vegas.
A few times.
San Diego, not so much, but Vegas.
Fair enough. Yeah, I mean, let's just say San Diego has a nightlife that exists, right? But, of course.
For sure.
Nightlife exists anywhere that you go. But yeah, I mean, try topping Vegas. I mean,
Not,
I don't really think that's going to be beat.
Yeah.
There's
no
competition there.
That's a very tempting place. I mean, isn't it called the
Vegas
Sin City?
Is also expensive. Yeah, it is.
No, not to live.
Yeah.
No, not at all. It's actually one of the cheapest places. For sure.
No, I'm talking about like nightlife.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure. That's
for living,
if you're on
whatever,
the,
but I'm talking
but
about
if
like
you
nightlife.
Yeah, if you live there, you just get like the promoter, and the promoter puts you on the list and you just don't pay. Obviously you pay at the bar, which still becomes expensive, but you can avoid the entrance fees, which are often stupid high. So
you get to know the promoter. Okay.
Yeah, it's
you
not
heard
that
it
hard.
First.
Yeah, you don't know that? Yeah, my sister's friend used to live there. So when we would go there, we'd just be like on the list, which is an absolute necessity for guys, girls, sexism, because girls can just go in and it's free. I get it. But still sexism. Let's call it out.
Hey, what happened to equal rights?
Yeah. Let's have it be equal. If it's going to be equal, let's have it be equal. All right.
Yeah. Everyone What's pays. Up with all this like discrimination? Like when you show to a nightclub and they're like, oh, sorry, that's all for guys. No, we can't have more guys in here. Why not? Why can't we just have a club of all guys? You know? Like,
all right. I don't know if I want to go into that. But I'm just saying that's a real thing. That's a real thing. Guys, especially, you need to know promoters because they're not going to let you in without paying unless you know a promoter.
Yeah. They don't want no sausage fest.
All right, sick. I was avoiding that. Thank you. Anyways,
moving on.
The things that I want to do and that I'm looking for in a new place are, one, number one, I would say nightlife, honestly. Nightlife for meeting people and also for dancing. That's why Miami is really enticing to me. Because there's nightlife, obviously, but the nightlife is like Latin based, right? Of course, there's other clubs that you can go to there, but a lot of it is like salsa dancing, things that I like to do, and also things that I would just genuinely like to be like really, really good at, right? And as with everything, you just have to practice it. So Miami is appealing for that. Also has the beach. I'm not a huge like beach sort of guy, but if it's there, you know, every now and then once a week, every 2 weeks. You go.
Everybody knows life's a beach, man.
Oh my goodness. You're just on a roll with these puns or whatever you call these things. Yeah. Dad jokes.
We have fun here.
You're just aging yourself even worse, bro.
my niece actually coined the term uncle jokes. So they're not dad jokes, they're now uncle jokes.
That's good. That's better. That's a little bit better for you. It's better than a dad joke. Come on. Because when you're a dad joke, you usually have, you know, a dad bod.
You got the gut. Well.
But anyways, those are things I'm looking at. Just honestly, people. I'm looking to be around a large amount of people. I have grown up similar to Omar in a small town. It's cool. And then I went to school and college to do my bachelor's in a small town. And then part of my master's that I ended up leaving was also in a small town. And the biggest town I've lived in was when I was in France, when I was living in Bordeaux. That was cool. I actually want to genuinely live like in a city now. So that's like my number one ask. That's why I'm not considering like, I don't know, Santa Barbara, which is technically a city, but it's not a big city, or, you know, like other places like that. I'm not considering those because it's just like, I want that big city feel. Also not LA because it's very separate. Like you really need a vehicle. You have to just cancel me. Count me out of LA. But yeah.
That's fair. I wouldn't want to move to LA either, to be honest. Or any like surrounding area for that
matter. Where are you trying to move out to?
If we're talking about like outside of California? Or like within California?
Oh, well, all the above.
Well, say if like I was to move within California, I do live in the Bay Area, so you know, elsewhere in the Bay Area, I wouldn't necessarily want to move to
Bay Area. I just to clarify, Bay Area.
Yes, sir. It is the Bay Area. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily want to move to like Central California. That's not really all that appealing to me. I mean, I could perhaps look into moving to like say like Sacramento or SF.
Sacramento surrounding nice. Areas.
It is dope. Yeah. I definitely liked it. I've gone there a few times recently with you, and then a few times in the past. I've always had a good time when I've gone out there. It's always fun. Like there's always something to do, and there's like a lot of areas that I haven't explored it either. So I think that's exciting in terms of like looking for a place to have adventures and all that. Also, know there's surrounding areas where there's like trails and stuff. You want to do like off-roading and all that. I used to go out to a lot of like bailes and jaripeos out there, like woodland area, which is like close by. So like
El Bailongo.
Yes, sir. So there's a lot of like stuff to do out there.
What about outside?
Outside of Sacramento?
Outside
of California? Yeah. Well, I've already mentioned this in the past, I'm pretty sure, but definitely Texas. I have my eyes on Texas.
Cool.
The main motive there being family, which is something that I would definitely like to be closer to. Other than that,
would you consider somewhere where you have no family like, say, I don't know if you have, actually you do there. Let's say Seattle. You don't have family there.
No, let's say I do know people that live in Seattle, though. Right. New York?
New York? What about Miami?
No, I don't know anybody out there. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I just want to make sure like I could actually afford it, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
But if I can afford it, yeah, I mean, I don't see the problem. I think for me, primarily, what I would need is sunlight. I excel in sunlight. You know, there's places where they have a lot of rain or just like very like, I guess I would interpret it as like gloomy weather. It's always cloudy, right? I don't know if I'd really prosper in that kind of environment. I really do excel where it's like a lot more sun-based kind of place. Not that it has to be like super hot, but my whole life I've been used to being outdoors and I just do better in that kind of an atmosphere because at the same time, it's like it's more welcoming to me. I might not know anybody there, but if the sun's out, it's like, how am I not going to go on a walk? How am I not going to go on a hike? Right. But if it's like gloomy, it's kind of cloudy, might rain. I'm like, this isn't necessarily like the kind of environment that's just like pushing me to go meet new people, if that makes sense.
Yep.
But, yeah, I could see myself moving down to, a place where there might not be people that look anything like me just out of curiosity. You know,
I can see you in
San
Diego.
I get rocks thrown at me.
I can see you in San Diego.
Yeah.
It's like, it's cool. It's in California. And also it has a very, very strong Mexican roots as well, which obviously I know you care a lot about.
Yeah. I could move down there. I could also not.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you could also do whatever you want. We all understood that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my brother actually lives down there right now. I heard a lot of good things about it when he would tell me about like him first moving there and all that. But it's also like, it's still just California though. I think for people that don't live in California, it's like if they go to San Francisco or they were to go down to LA, and then they go down to like San Diego, like three different places in California. Like, oh, wow, we did this and did that. To me, it's still just California, right? Yeah. Like, sure, if I go down to LA, I know to maybe not wear like a Giants hat, you know, even though I still might do it. Sure, if I go down to San Diego, like I might still try to like, you know, stick to like my my comfort zone in a sense of like people that I know I could talk to and stuff like that, right? But to me, it's still just California, though. It's very similar to me. It's no different. Most people that don't live in California, they think these are like different worlds, right? And you could make that argument, but realistically, it's still just all California, right? If I go down to SF and I go down to Sacramento within a day or two of them, of, you know, going to these places a day or two apart, it's still just the same thing for me. You know, I'm not necessarily feeling like a different person, quote unquote, but it's also very familiar to me. So, you know, I have the bias, but, I don't know. I think I might. I think Texas is the next place for me to move to once I make the decision to leave California. But after that, I probably will be moving to a place where I won't be as quote-unquote comfortable in, you know, where there won't be as many people that physically look like me or perhaps don't think alike me. Because I do like to meet those kind of different people that I don't necessarily quote-unquote align with. To me, it fascinates me when I meet new people that think differently, that come from different backgrounds. You know, I don't know. I just like to see people's different points of view in life. So I could see that being a thing, you know, down in Alabama, Arkansas.
Sorry, excuse my face. Yeah.
Hey, come on.
Alabama, Arkansas.
Hey, come on.
Oklahoma. That sounds amazing, Omar.
Hey, I had Arkansas for my... what was it, my fifth grade report or whatever, you know, like when all your classmates had like to do a state report. Yeah. I got Arkansas. I still remember that.
Nice. I don't remember what I got. So maybe it was like Alabama. I'm just kidding. Maybe it was Alabama. Oakland, Oklahoma. Who knows? I don't remember.
Oakland.
Yeah, I know. Oakland, Oklahoma.
Terrible Jeez. Joke, I must say.
That wasn't a joke. I just misspoke. Relax. It's Oklahoma.
It's the fabulous state of Oakland.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah, sounds good. I think you guys can catch us in Texas, Miami. Who knows? Maybe New York. Maybe Alabama. Who knows? I will not be there. But
why not Kentucky?
Maybe one half of this podcast will be in Alabama at some point.
Let's go to Nashville right now.
Yeah, go to Nashville, Omar.
That enthusiasm, yes, that's what I want. That's what
I'm not going though. I'm not going. Don't count me into that one.
Cue the clip of Juan saying, "I'm not impressed."
You don't even have to cue it. I'll just say it. I'm not impressed.
Yeah,
there you go.
Thank you. Yeah, I think the possibilities are endless. But yeah, I mean, if you guys are listening to this on YouTube, hit the comment section. Give us some feedback. Give us some comments. Shit on us too if you want to, I guess. Just help the algorithm go. Come on. Give us a little boost, you know?
Sure.
But yeah, thanks again for listening, guys. Don't forget to check us out on Instagram at The Intrinsic Podcast. Of course, Intrinsic with a Y. Like I said, YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and a few other podcast platforms. So if you prefer the audio versions, make sure to check those out as well. If you like what we do, if you like our message, if you like seeing our faces, if you like anything about us or not, but you want to share it with your friends, share it with your loved ones, your parents, cousins, primos, tías, tíos, all of the above. We really do appreciate that. Thank you guys. And stay tuned. We got a lot more things coming. We're going to continue to develop this, continue to grow this, and you'll definitely be hearing about it. So stay tuned.
Appreciate it. See you guys.